Moshe Lemus in Parashas Dvarim.
Good morning, Abu Sai.
Thank you for waiting.
Yeah. So today I'll give a little break of the ending of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. So it's important to get the balance. I'd like to speak a topic some of you I think have heard in the end of the day. It's a topic about Gneivas Das. It's a very grey areas. A lot of grey areas are there, and it's something that needs speaking about. I may as well mention that if we're already holding in the 9 days, the Gemara does say lechav Yerushalayim ele b'shvil sheposkum meno anshei Amono. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara brings about 9 reasons why Yerushalayim got destroyed, and one of the, and the last one there is it got destroyed because sheposkum meno anshei Amono, and the trustworthy and straight people, it stopped. There was none of them. So Yerushalayim, the Gemara, the pasuk in Zechariah says v'nikur Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. It's a interesting pasuk, but that's what it says. Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. Yerushalayim is called the ir ha'emes. So the two have to go hand in hand. You can't have people who are not emes living in the ir ha'emes. And more, the Gemara in Tanis says ein geshomim yodin el b'shul ba'alei amono, which means the panosa rain only comes down because the people who go with trustworthy go straight. Ba'alei amono, yeah, it means people who go yasha. So it could be befitting to speak about it today. Let's start off with one shaila, and then with that we'll go into the inyan. It happens, people have told me it happens, Reuven goes to a kiddush in Prestwich, and he happens to be going for his brother's bar mitzvah. And at the same time, he wouldn't have gone for a friend of his, not that good, a close friend, he wouldn't have gone anywhere all the way to Prestwich. But he goes, he's ready in there, he goes, and his friend says, oh wow, you came in this weather all the way, shkirch for coming. Does he have to say, no, I was in the area anyway? You know, he could be a bit fooling him. Is it, or maybe Yenna shouldn't have made his own assumption. Yenna could have well thought he happened to be in the area anyway for I don't know what reason. This is an example of one shaila we'll be going into. We'll come back to it towards later on in the Shia. I'm just giving you an example. But let's start at the beginning of the Torah. Where in the Torah does Gneivas Das come in? So, the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim says, don't steal. Now, lo signoivu, so the Ritval in Chulin, Daftadi Dala Domadalaf, learns, lo signoivu can apply not only for stealing money, but can also apply for Gneivas Das. We find in Parshas Vayetze, where Lavan and Yaakov were having an argument, and Yaakov said, "Vatignoi voisi, you stole me." And Rashi says, "Gnafto as dati, you stole my das." So, "Vatignoi you can have a losh and gneivas das." Okay. Now, does it apply to a yid and a goy? It definitely applies to a yid. Does gneivas das also apply if you fool a goy? So, the Ritual says, let's have a look at the pasuk. It says, "Loisignoivu," and at the end of the pasuk, it says, "Ishva misoy." So you might come along and tell me, okay, so it doesn't apply to a goy because it's not ishba misoy. It says the Ritual, no. If you look in the trop, if you look in the units of the pasuk, it says lo yignoivu, which is a snachto, a stop, and which applies to everyone. And then it says lo yishchachshu, lo yishchakru ishba misoy. So it follows from there the schachshu and lying, lo yishchakru, that applies to a yid, but lo yignoivu applies the same stuff to a yid and the goy. But, so he learns the story Isa. However, the Bach and the Smasha from the Rambam, Lemaisa, they only learn it's a Smachta. To a Yid, it will be the Isa, but to a Goy, it will only be a Drabon. So, it makes an Afkamina in the Choymeh Isa, but when it gets to us, it doesn't really make an Afkamina because it's Osa anyway, to a Yid and a Goy. However, we'll see soon, there are some Gneivas Das that are mutter to a Goy, and we'll get there slowly. Now, let's go a bit, what is Gneivas Das? So, I've sort of categorized it, made it into, there's four levels, I'm only going to speak about four of them, two of them. The first, I'll tell you what it is, but I'm not going to go into it. There's what people call Gnevus Das. For example, you want to trick someone, you want to make a joke. You're not going to get anything from it. You're not going to get money, you're not going to get any toivus favors, anything. Just, you know, it's a good joke, a chveis, for example. Someone told me, as a bocha, he goes to a small yeshiva and he's a bit embarrassed about it. He wants to go to big knackshe yeshiva. Someone asks him, how many bochim are you yeshiva? So he says, between 70 and 100, which is 30. So, you know, it's a nice thing. He's fooled him a bit, but that's what people call Gnevus Das. Or a chveis, or Simchas Torah. Someone, you know, a boy messes around, you give him a sweet with a bit of stuffing and a bit of tissue in it, whatever. You know, it looks like he gets all excited. So, this is what, in the Welt, sometimes people call Gnevus Das. It's not muchach, it's real Gnevus Das. It could be it's fooling someone. As far as I understand, it's not on the category of Gnevus Das, although people do call it that. So, that is something which is something which maybe should be avoided. It's number one. There's a number two, which is quite chomo, which I'm not going into it today. That it's also not muchach, it's called Gnevus Das. That is called being mate. Mate is making someone, fooling someone by getting money out of it. For example, you write in your tax credits papers that you work 16 hours and really only work 5 hours. Right? You haven't taken any money, but you fooled someone, you've been mate. Whether it's mate a yid or mate a goy, that's a sugi of its own. It's kidua, the Ramah in Shia Mem Ches has two days. If mate akum is muta, he says one day is yes, one day is not. The day that says it's not, he learns because if ready Gnevus Das to a goy is also koshkin, Gnevus mate is definitely also. So the Ramah says it's a problem. And so that is, so whether that is called Gnevus Das, or that is called Gnevus Mamoin, that is a machlokes. And after if it's called Gnevus Das or Gnevus Mamoin by me, mate a goy or yid, is do you have to give the money back? Because there are those who hold, if you did do Gnevus Das, then it's not much, you have to give the money back. Because it's not called Gneva, you've just done Gneva's Das, that part is already too late, you can't give back. So that is already, again, a topic of its own, we're not going to go into that. What we are going to go into is the next two categories of Gneva's Das, which there's no money taking involved, but however there is Hachzokas Toivo. That's what Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chof Ches talks about. You fool someone, and he's very grateful to you. And through that, he's going to give you, either he'll think very, very highly of you, he'll be very grateful to you, or he may even eventually come and do you a favor. That is, there's two, so that is split into two. You can have a Gnevus Das where it's money and business related, and you can have a Gnevus Das where it's not money and business related, it's just with matonos and words. So those are basically four categories, and we'll go one by one. So let's first start off with Gnevus Das by fooling someone without taking money, but it's money related. For example, you have something to sell. Now it's got a little mum inside. For let's give example, you have a car which is worth £3,000. Now you're going to sell it to him for £2,500. So he thinks he's gaining £500. He thinks he's getting a shtickle of bargain. You know, why are you giving it cheaper £500? Because there's something he won't be able to tell. There's a little mum, someone's on one of the lights are not working, or let's say, whatever it is, the electric mirror doesn't work so well. Okay, let's say something which he can't actually tell, b'sha'as ma'isa, it's got a mum. So between me and him, I'm not making him lose any money. What am I doing? I'm making him think he's getting a bargain. So that is Gnevus Das, because he's going to be Masik Toiva, that he's getting a favour from me. That would be about another example, maybe, that can happen. Unfortunately, it can happen, where people write in the advertisers, in the papers, they're making a sale. Now, let's say you're selling Chveis pots. For the correct price is £35. You put in the papers, RRP, £50. So you're saying, well, because it's come out half price. I'm going to go and have a bargain. I'm very excited. I thank you for making a nice sale. Beautiful. And I get some for £35. Now, did I fool him? No, I didn't take any extra money from him. Nothing, not a penny. I just made him feel good. He's getting a half price. Is that okay? So let's have a look what the Shulchan Aruch says. And Simon, Reish Chof Ches, Sivov. Osu l'ramo yispene adam b'mekech omemka, oy ligno yvdatom. You can't fool someone with sales or do gneivus das. So the first example is, kagoin, miyash mum b'mikchoy, if there's a mum, if there's a problem with it, tzorech lo yidioy l'lekech, you've got to tell the buyer. And the smell of an art explains, pirosh, even though there's no inas moment. So in these two examples you said, nobody's losing any money. By making Yenna feel good for no reason, you don't deserve it, that's a problem of Gnevis Das.
Even though he knows it's cheaper than the regular market price.
Oh.
And that's the example you gave about the car. It's incumbent on you to tell the
thing twice. So, what in the case of what in the market price, this car would be worth £3,000 at my motion. Right. So. Yeah. No, so the coiner obviously has to check out what, you know, what he can see, and the moicher is not going to tell him there's any mum. The coiner can't see any mum, but the moicher knows about it.
So, and it's not the
coiner says,
why is it cheaper?
Oh, yeah, no, so I especially didn't give it. I'm not saying it's like £1,000 cheaper, because then he may ask. If it's 500 quid, he thinks he's getting a, you know, a cheaper price. Giving a kind of mosha where, yeah, no, it's a kind of price where he thinks he's getting a little bit cheaper because, you know, he's getting a deal. It's not something which he should have asked himself, you know, why are you doing it so cheap? It's a little bit price. Let's say it's only £300 cheaper. It's something which he thinks he's just getting a bit cheaper. It's not. He's not being stupid and giving him a very cheap, which like that, you know, come on. Don't fool me. What? Right. Yeah, so officially, that's right. So he does. Yes, that's right. So he does have to tell him. The chiddush is, even in a case of a few hundred pounds, he still has to tell him, don't try and get away with it, you're giving him a good deal. That's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch.
So
again, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, so if he can check out himself and he's stupid enough not to ask, then that's your problem. Because that
covering it all up by painting it up, is that possible?
Because it's something which you'll never be able to tell.
Oh, yeah. 2 months time yet.
Oh, yeah. So I would imagine it's a problem. I would understand this is the problem. And obviously, you're giving them cheaper, right? You're giving them cheaper because of that, right? You're getting cheaper. So if it's something which she can't tell and she's being fooled by, so this is the case. I know. There are businesses. There are agents that do it. Agent can warm someone up and say, it's a beautiful house, and it's, you know, although it's nothing major, but he can say it's really good and nothing wrong with it. That's if it just needs warming up. You know, he's not happy about the colour of the paint, he can say, people like it, people do it, you know, I can warm him up, but stand to give it. What?
That's something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm giving an example. Right. Yeah? Fine. I will tell you one heter which I wasn't sure I should say it, Barabim, but Reb Bloy in Pesach Choshen wants to give a little limud chus. He says sometimes when, you know, for example, you want to do something, you want to fool a limited company. Chveis, you've got a train ticket and it's got your initials on, And you know someone, Mr. M. Cohen, and someone else has got the same initials, Mr. M. Cohen. So he's going to, let's say he's going to take this family rail card, although he never actually paid for it. Right, he's not part of the family, he's not got no shaykhs. So ba'etzem, it's a shtick of a problem. Now, I have seen, so there's Pesach Choshen, says the Torah Chiyon, maybe there's a heter, because the vow of sometimes, okay, this is going back and actually taking money away, when he fooled someone taking money, the vow is, you're being oibel das balabais. Now, a limited company has got this minor where there's no balabatan, there's no owners anymore, it's limited, it's gone into a whole company of its own. So maybe, he says, maybe there's a limit schus that you're not actually being oibel das balabais, because... Is that always the case, or does it go into like a name which is if you can go bankrupt, right? There's no one to claim. Is that right?
So I'm more.
There are cases I'm more where there's nobody actually at the end. Fine, if there is bailing, then it's a problem. But I'm saying if there's no bailing, then efsha is a limit schus. I'm not saying you should do it. Fine. So, forget, that's a problem. Well, we won't call it Gneva because maybe you're not actually. It says Gneva is a moment, you're being Machter. Right, so, see, I don't know if you can call it a Gneva because you're not taking anything. It might be a case of Machter Akum, a Machter, or Gneva Stas. I don't think which Gneva Stas, in this case, if you're taking money, could be called under Gneva, you're right. Yeah.
If it could somebody else use it.
Right, so you say if there's no balabais involved, then maybe okay. I'm just giving you what I saw. I'm not saying you should do it. I think it's just an eye opener. Amoni can have dance balabais, and Amoni can have a company which is there's no balabais involved. So maybe there's something you can get away with. Right, so. Yeah, all this, so this is the end of the first category where it's money and business related. Now we're going to go on to a second category where from now on this only applies to a Yid and doesn't apply to a Goy because it's a little bit more kuldic since it's not related to money. Chazal will make it's a bit longish. Why Chazal will make well, I said this doesn't apply to a Goy. This only applies to a Yid. Let's go one by one. I want to invite somebody to a simcha of mine. Now, this person, if I know he would say, yeah, you know, I'm going to come, I would never invite him. Why? Let's say I don't have space or I can't really be bothered for him coming. But after PK, I invite him. I want to make him feel good. Rather, not I want to make him feel good. I want the good feeling back from him. So what? That, yeah, he feels very grateful. Thanks for inviting me. So, if it's just to invite him once or twice, then it's okay. Why? Because if you don't invite a member, a family member, a friend, you can get offended, right? Even though there's no space for him, and you know he's going to say I can't come, and you're going to get some gratefulness next time he'll invite you to your chasna. The ma'aseh say if it's just once or twice, it's okay. Why? Because there's a derech kavod you have to act to your friend. However. To go up to him and to overdo it, to pester him, and say, you know he's not going to come, so you can say this, you know, I really want him to come. And a week later, you know, oh, it'd be so nice if you come. And you know you can't come because he can't travel abroad, or because it's just not going to work out. That, to go to pester him, that is, and all you're gaining from it is a geschmack of feeling from him back, that's a problem of Gneva's das. Right? So that's the next case of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Chof Ches, Tzivov. So let's read it out. Va'af lignov das habrius b'dvorim. To steal das habrius b'dvorim is with words. Shemare shoyt b'shviloi. I'm showing I'm doing it for you. I'm making as if I'm doing you a big favor, something nice. Ve'enoisa also. Ketza. That's the first example. The yisanev b'chaveiro. Don't pester your friend. She yisoy demoy. He should have a suda with you. Who you there? And the inviter knows she'enoisoy. He knows that you can't come. For he can't travel so far, or for whatever reason. So all you're trying to gain is Yena's gratitude. No, that's wrong. Be emistic, be yosha. Now we said once or twice derech kovod is okay, but to overdo it, don't overdo it. Don't try and just get his gratefulness which you don't deserve. You know, so like we said, once or twice could be okay. For example, a moshel, you go into yeshiva and you invite a couple of bochum, and you know one bochum is not going to come. You can't just say, I don't want you to come. So you've got to be derech kovod, even though you know he's not going to come. So you just say, do all of you, do any of you want to come? And that's okay. Even though the bochum feels, oh, he's already invited out, but shkerf invited me, I feel very touched. That's okay. I can't avoid that. I'm not mechuyav to offend him. But like we said, to be machzeh, to pick someone could be a problem. Now, could you give someone presents? Could you give someone presents, and you know this person doesn't like accepting presents, so you keep giving him, you know, every year you give him to a goy, let's say, to give a chag presents, all okay. Even though you really don't want him. Right? Okay, not Chogel, let's not go lose the Chonim. But a guy who won't accept your presents, you just want to get this good feeling. We said that to a guy is okay. But to Eid, you want to give a present, but you know the guy gives a straight back, he doesn't want to give it you. So if it's just a one-off, you mechabadim, it's okay. But to keep doing it, and you build up this good feeling, you build up this good kesher. And if you'd accept it, you'd never give it to him. Right? That's a problem. That's the next part of Shulchan Aruch. V'loi yablev et hakroivois, don't give him too many presents for yidei she'en mekabel. I thought of a different example like this. You're driving outside Mechsik Hadas, and you're going to Lower Broughton. Now, you've got a guy who's going to Prestwich, and you know he's going to Prestwich, and if you'd offer him to lift, so you offer him a lift, do you want a lift? And he says, sorry, I'm going to Prestwich. And you don't want to go to Prestwich because it's the wrong way for you. What are you doing? You know he's going to Prestwich, you know he's going to say no, but you just want to be nice to him. You just want to get this achzokas teva. So, l'choyer, this can be the same problem as we said, it's inviting. If you actually mean to give him a lift to Prestwich and you'd be happy to give it to him, but you know he's going to say no, okay. If you would give it to him, very good. If you feel, I absolutely don't want to go to Prestwich now, I'm just going to tell him, I want to give you a lift, and like we said, he knows he's going to refuse. So all you're gaining is Hachzokas Teva. You're gaining Stam to make him feel good for no reason. He's not going to get offended. It's not like a case of an invitation where he'll get offended if you don't give it to him. So what for? See, all you're trying to gain is his Hachzokas Teva. So l'chore, this should be a case of it should be avoided, unless you feel you need it. Yeah. Let's talk a different case where the Shulchan Aruch carries on. Let's talk a case about you've got a guest room. You've got a guest room. Now, upstairs in the attic, you're going to put an expensive drink, right? You're going to put, let's even say, expensive whiskey. Now you've got a chosh of a guest coming up, so you give him an expensive whiskey. What have you done? What did you do? You have the schmatter whiskey, I won't give any names, and you've got that bottle, but you don't really want to give him this schmatter, so you go and it's been done, yeah? You fill up with a good bottle, you get a good bottle, whatever it's called, Lenovich, whatever, yeah? And you fill up with the schmatter whiskey, and it's like, wow, he's managed to have me. Or it could be with wine, it could even be with expensive orange juice or with expensive lemonade. Yana feels, psh, he's mamash, he's been mechavad me with a very high ramah. I feel very grateful. Next time he comes to me, I'm going to do the same. It's moedik. I'm a very massive tover. Now, if you taka want to be mechavad him, here's a case where you're not trying to mechabed him. All you're trying to, so if you take a child to mechabed him, that's one thing. But if all you're trying to do is just to make Yenna feel good, you're trying to show off a bit. So it's a problem. It's called that. Over here, he's going to feel extra grateful to you, and it's achzokas teva. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. It all comes from the Gemara in Chulin. It says. No, so the case is as I will yelich le beis ha'ovel over yodei klei reikon. What happened sometimes, what it used to be, people used to go to the beis ha'ovel, and they used to menachem people wine. So, sometimes what a person would do, is he wants to make as if he brought some wine in, so he puts it on the table, but instead of putting wine on the table, he put water on the table. Now, this guy feels very good, wow, so many people brought me wine to menachem me, I'm very touched. So let's forget that he's going to open it and find water in it. Let's forget about that. But at the end of the day, he's been chuffed that this person has been mechabed me. But you b'chlal don't need to be mechabed him. You just want the sachzokas toiva. You want it.
You mechabed yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mechabed yourself. You don't mechabed him. So here's another example of hachzokas toiva where you're trying to gain Yenna's gratitude, which you don't deserve. That is right in the case of Gnevis Das. And the Emma says, the Gemara in Chulin says that when you're swapping food with people, when you're changing food with not telling people, it can be very dangerous. The Gemara says a story that there was someone that gave his guests, he gave it in a bottle of wine, but what happened at the top, he gave oil. Now, oil was something, it was something which he can use for his cooking and for his baking and for necessary foods. What happened? So this guest, he thought, oh, I've got a whole bottle of oil, I'm gonna call guests around and I'll make a nice supper for them and I've got plenty of food. So he calls them around and he starts pouring out and he tries to pour some oil in his food. Oivai, it's not shaykh's to oil, it's a bottle of wine, very nice. And what happened? The Gemara said the guy strangles himself. He was so embarrassed. So the police can say, besides this Gnevis Das problem, it's a danger. And Molly, if you give the person the wrong thing, you try to fool him, it's tamazay sakana. He might want to share it out with people, and it's a sakana. He might, I don't know if it's how often a person can strangle himself, but the Gemara says such a person, when a buyer strangles himself, you have to be careful. Now, let's talk about one more example before we finish, which we started off with, about going to a Kiddush. So here comes a heter of, the Gemara calls it, Iud Atayah Nafshe. A person sometimes should have had a bit more seichel and shouldn't have fallen in for it. Let's just start with the Gemara said. The Gemara has a story. There was Ravan of Safra was going on a journey from Bei Chuza to Sichra. Two places in Bavel. In the middle, then Ravan of Safra met another Amora called Mazutra, and Mazutra saw, wow, look at these two Amoraim, they're coming to meet me, Moedik. And Mazutra said, Rabbanon, Lama le'atricha not kulehai, why do you have to come so far to meet me? He mamish thought, he sort of, Gemara says that he fell in for it, but he mamish thought they would come to meet him. So Rav Safra said, one of the Amoraim is called Rav Safra, he said, no, for you would have never come to meet you halfway, would have come all the way to meet you. Right? He wanted to do it a tricky way. He didn't want to say, yeah, we came to meet you, yeah. He didn't want to say that, so he got out of it. He said, to you would have come all the way. But Rava said, why are you being machlish datoy? You saw it in a way you're offending him. Don't keep quiet. Why? Because Iud atay nafshe. Why does Mazutra have to think that he's coming all the way? Is it not a normal thing for people to walk, you know, to have a walk and to go to the other town? Right? That's the maskal of the Gemara. It could be a normal thing for you don't assume that people are trying to, don't always assume that people are trying to mechabed you. People could be anywhere in the area, anyone could be coming, right? So therefore the Gemara says, Iud atay nafshe. So let's go back to our example of a guy going to Prestwich for a Kiddush. Right? So does he have to say, I happen to be in the area anyway? You know, because the guy will think, I've come all the way. And says, no, you don't have to say it. Because Yana should have thought, maybe there's tackle something in the area. Maybe, yeah, you got a damn shape. He can go even one step further. Somebody told me it happened. He went to an engagement in London. Now, to London is a bit further. However, this person had a business meeting at the same time. Now, does he have business meetings 5 times a week or 20 times a year? No, 3 times a year has a business meeting in London. So, Reiter, at the end of the day, when you come to this engagement, Yana feels worried. Came all the way. However, to London, I would think it's still a person should make an assumption. There's reasons why people come to London. Yeah, there's this, there's that, whatever. So, I'm not mechuyev to go, no? I'm not mechuyev to go and say I was in the area anyway, because that's called iu de'atei alaf shei. Huh? No, one doesn't have to say anything. It's his fault. Nothing. One doesn't have to. Keep quiet. Oh, well, no. You can say pleasure because it's iu de'atei alaf shei. No. I'm saying fakir. This is a case of iu de'atei alaf shei where Yena should have thought. Yeah, a person should think that maybe there's reason for people to come. Sure. If Yana fell in for it, Zaina Zoe, you got an upshake. Right, you might challenge. However, you have to say it in a clever way. However, I would think that, let's go really extreme. You go, I don't know, some of us, I don't know all of us, some of us never go to America for any other reason. You've got a brother making a bar mitzvah in America. Now, to go to bar mitzvah is nisht azoi motzu, to go to a brother's bar mitzvah all the way to America. Now, why are you going to America? Lomazorin, you got your son's yeshiva, you have to check it out. And you don't want to tell anyone about this, because, you know, it's still behind the scenes. You don't want to tell him. So, if it happens to be working out at the same time, sure, you know, I'm not going to say anything. If it happens to be working out at the same time, pshat is yichayati mechabadim. It happens to work out at the same time as I'm something in Shiva. Very good. He thinks I'm coming all the way. Very good. What's Jack? Akaka worked out at the same time, and Akaka be mechabedim. Very good. However, if you bechlal not trying to mechabedim, nor of us, you mamash going for your son's yeshiva, and at the end of the day, your brother falls in for it. He thinks you're coming for him. So this would be more of a case where one would have to admit it. He's not going to get offended. Why would he not get offended? Because he understands it's not a normal thing. Right? So one has to just be a mistake and say, I happen to be here for a private reason, and Baruch Hashem, I managed to time it well.
For a brother, it would be a second shot. For a friend, it's different.
I'm saying, okay, if you think you'll Hillel get offended for that, right, I'm saying, I gave an example of bar mitzvah. People don't generally, I don't think, travel for bar mitzvah for all the way in America. If it's for a chassan, I understand. Yeah, you can't really offend him. If it's for a friend or something which is not the norm, not the norm, and you make as if you're the big cracker, you're going all the way, then one has to be honest. He's not going to get offended because he understands it's not the normal thing. And you say you're here for a private reason. Right? That is the last case of what we're going to talk about. One has to be careful not to gneiv stas and get hachzakas toiva bechinam. Yeah, all this is to a yid, however, to a goy, in these areas where it's not money related, we said to a goy, you can fop him, you can wrap up presents, making as if it's a major thing, or you can flatter him, and yeah, you know, there's no problem getting hachzakas toiva from a goy, azay paskan the shulchan aruch. Now, that is maybe all lachmi. Now, I give just one or two heterim. We said already, Shadi said to appease someone, you don't get on. There's some friction or some fight going on, and the only way to get out to appease him is to have a shtickle gneivus das, and the attacker feels good about it. He was in a fight, and now you make him feel good. Baruch Hashem, this fight can stop. So that is mutar pnei hasholom. That's quite possible. What happens la frushi misura, right? As we heard. Some of us heard last night, and all you can say, in order to stop someone doing an issa, you're going to have to say a shtikula white lie, a shtikula gnevis das. So we find the Torah already finds, so this is not a case of a chazakas toiva, we're going just branching off of it, this is a shtikula like fooling someone. So you find Pinchas, when he wanted to kill Zimri, and the Gemara's legend says, he said, I also want to come into the house to do Avera. And what happened? He came into the house, and he stabbed him. We find Kolev with the Meraglim. He said, "You know what the Meraglim? Did you know what I saw in Eretz Yisrael?" And he fooled him, right? There's Lafrushim in the Surah. We find Bnei Yaakov with Shechem. Right? He was a god. Anyway, the Ma'aser they fooled him, right? So Lafrushim in the Surah, there is a terem to do a shtickle of fop. I'll finish off with one interesting story. I don't have to be machria this story. Where I saw this brought down there was somebody, he had a baby boy, and he called, because Shmuel Yisrael, he called him Modcha. And 2 weeks later, he got a check in the post from his uncle in America, Right? He had, and his uncle had no children, and he said, thank you so much for calling your son Motre after a relative of mine, yeah, who had no children, a brother of mine, and yeah, mamash shkoyach. And this guy had no intention to call him this Motre. Do you have to send the check back? Or could he say, maybe from now I should think, you know, from now this Motre is always Hashem, this his friend of his who's Motre. So perhaps it's our thing, you got an Hashem, like we said, this is an example where don't make assumptions. Even by Momon, this is going back to that case, by Momon, there's also a case of Yudat Nafshay. What? It could be a case of Deraisa, but it still could be Yudat Nafshay. Yeah, you could still have Seichel. That's right. Huh? So, I'm not going to achra this. I saw 2 days. And the thought that such a thing is, one doesn't always have to admit, even if it's a moment, because you got an afshay. Yeah? What? What? Right, why should he assume? You don't have to send it back. That's an out of the thought, yeah? If you want to be Osha, if you want to be Amistik, you can either be Mechavim from now or tell him, but that's what I would say, you got an afshay. Yeah, somebody's told me, Sam, I heard of Dan Dunner just said, once said over at Chasna, there was somebody that wanted to, hold him as if Shani, he decided he wants to marry Isha Grua, very bad wife, right? In Gemara state, somebody wants to marry a bad wife, goes straight to Ganim. So he's Murdik, straight ticket. So the guy, he phones the Shatran, Rabid, I want to marry Isha Grua, I want to marry a bad wife. Bakasha, the Shatran says, I'll find you someone. And finds him a wife, finds him a shayt, they get married, Hashem, Shavu Brachas after a week. The wife, Mamash, Ibiki gave him so nice, so bubbling, so nice. So he goes up to the wife and said, I understand, I want someone a bad wife, you're being too nice to me, what's going on? So she said, yeah, Pasha, I don't want you to go straight to Gan Eden. That's all it is. So it was a very good shtick. I don't know, they say the Asaf Chaim, this person got the both worlds. He's got a ticket to Gan Eden with a nice wife, can actually work together. But Reb Chaim said the Maisa in Gemara state is Ishik Sheh, someone does Ritzoyim Baalo. At the end of the day, this wife is not doing Ritzoyim Baalo. That's right. So he's gained a ticket to Gan Eden. Chesed Shet Maisa is given at Mishkeven, Akaponim. It's a good tzach, the fat in the leg, we started off with, one should be Yosha, and b'schus them, the brain should help, we should have the Gula Shleim of Meher V'Yameinu, Amen. Well, yeah.